As America faces its greatest financial crisis since the Great Depression, there have been countless allusions to Barack Obama's presidency with what Franklin Roosevelt had to contend with back in 1932. Reports have surfaced that Obama is studying FDR's first 100 days, even looking at the words Roosevelt used and the tone he struck, in hopes of emulating the way FDR carried on a conversation with the American public and built confidence in the New Deal. In the new book, Nothing to Fear, FDR's Inner Circle in the 100 Days That Created Modern America, New York Times editor Adam Cohen writes about how FDR and his advisors created the New Deal. Both Obama and Roosevelt shared the advantage of having a Democratic Congress to work with, but as Cohen tells WMNF, Roosevelt had a larger majority.
He had a bigger majority, and also even the Republicans in FDR's time were very deferential to him because things were just so bad that everyone wanted FDR to succeed. We saw almost unanimity in Congress because they were looking to the president for help.
Exactly. One of the other allusions, of course, is also to the unpopularity of Herbert Hoover because of the economic situation in the late 20s, early 30s, and the unpopularity of George Bush overall. Now, of course, we did not have Obama running against Bush per se, but obviously, as everybody who followed the campaign knows, he tried to make John McCain look like basically George Bush, even though in many cases they were not similar. How did Roosevelt run against Herbert Hoover in the campaign of 32?
Very similar to the Obama campaign. We heard a lot about change and hope in 1932, and it was also the idea that FDR talked about an active form of government, not just letting the free market, you know, destroy people's lives. Very similar to the kind of message of hope that Obama gave, and contrasting with John McCain, who was much more willing to sort of accept the capitalist system. So the parallels between the campaigns are there.
We're speaking with Adam Cohen. He's the author of the new book, Nothing to Fear, FDR's Inner Circle and the 100 Days That Created Modern America. And you do extensively get into people who are part of FDR's inner circle, as it were. Let's talk about some of those people, including Raymond Moley. Who was he and how influential did he become?
Raymond Moley was, during the 100 days, FDR's closest advisor. He had headed up the Brains Trust, which was the group of professors who gave FDR academic policy advice during the campaign. He was the major speechwriter, so he was really the voice in FDR's ear during a lot of the 100 days.
We've heard a lot about what FDR did when he first took over because of the situation financially in America. A lot of it has been written about the bank holiday, which I think you even write is the real start of the New Deal. And you quote your paper, the New York Times, who at the time called it the most drastic exercise of presidential power ever taken in peacetime to safeguard the nation. What was all behind the bank holiday?
Sure. When FDR took office, the banking system had really collapsed. Banks were failing right and left. People were losing their life savings. And remember, this was before federal deposit insurance. So people were doing runs on banks because they were afraid if they didn't get their money out, the money wouldn't be there. So FDR closed all the banks and started an orderly process of reopening only the banks that could prove that they were healthy enough to actually return people's money when they wanted it. And then by the end of the 100 days, we did get federal deposit insurance. The entire banking system was made over.
The first big piece of legislation involving that was called the Emergency Banking Act, which you write was a triumph, but yet at the time, many progressives thought it was a lost opportunity. Why was that?
Well, there were, you know, some people on the left who really wanted more drastic measures, even nationalizing the banks. They thought maybe the government should run them just because everything had collapsed. But I think what we got often with FDR was reforming the system so that it worked, and that means not purely free capitalism, but not going as far as things like nationalization. He really took a sort of middle course of reform.
At the same time, we know of FDR, certainly with all the big government plans that came out of the New Deal and came out of those first 100 days. But very interestingly, he also wanted spending cuts put into play as well, which is seemingly a contradiction. Can you tell us more about that?
Sure. I mean, now we all think of FDR as a great progressive New Dealer. But when he ran for office in 1932, he actually criticized Hoover for spending too much money. FDR believed in balanced budgets, and that's what he believed when he came into office. It was only when progressives began to say to him, we need a lot of spending on things like public works and relief, and when he saw how dire things were, that he abandoned some of that fiscal conservatism, began spending heavily, and did the sort of things that John Maynard Keynes, the famous British economist, would later say was what's required in a depression. heavy government spending to stimulate the economy. But FDR didn't begin with those views. He had to be sort of brought along.